Hi guys.
We are back.
With someone's mic.
Let me check.
Someone's
mic. Nope. It looks like it is yours.
Yes. I'm trying to figure out what is the problem.
Seems to be fine now.
Seems to be
fine. It was probably movement.
Okay. That's the beauty of actually having this on video.
Dude.
Because now people can see that. It's not us.
Evidence in yan.
Evidence in yan. Evidence.
Here we go again.
But this is
Wait,
going to
let
be
me
strange.
Move this and see.
Nah.
Nah, it's not me.
So that was just me. I was just being loud.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, this is going to be weird because we're going to have to train ourselves to look at that guy.
Once in a while, yeah.
Every now and then,
yeah,
we should
yeah.
remember that we're also talking to that guy.
Sure.
As much as we're having a conversation with ourselves.
But I feel like the audience will understand because usually podcast, no one looks at the camera. But I get what you say. Hardly ever.
Okay.
Hardly ever. Unless the... It normally looks as if they're looking at the camera if they're on a video call. Because but no one necessarily looks at the camera. Go podcast day.
Nah, man. There's a podcast by Amen. It's a husband and a wife. They're from Hawaii.
Oh, the black couple.
Yeah, I've seen
a few of the videos. Yeah.
They have a phone in front of
oh,
them.
Oh, yeah.
They chill
yeah.
at a desk and they're facing the
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I think. You introduced me to them, if I remember correctly.
I think it's Spotify.
No, I didn't know about them. I think you mentioned them and then I checked them out a bit.
Okay. All right. But yeah, what's up, guys? I hope you're good. I hope you're right. This episode is going to be very light. Maybe might not even reach 15 minutes. So it's more like a, how are you? And I'm sorry. And yeah.
It's 2024.
It's 2024.
It's 2024, Percy. And this is our first episode. Like, what? What?
I'm sorry, guys.
Apologies to our listeners.
Yeah.
Like I said on the short, life has been doing life things. So.
Yeah.
It's been a bit of a stretch.
Guys, actually, I hope you've been listening or tuning into those shorts because. Shout out, man. You've been cooking, man.
Thank you. Mare. Yeah, I don't want to take any of the credit, but yeah. I'm happy for the feedback that I've got. People are finding it helpful, and that's all I can ask for.
That's all I can ask for, truly. And if you're here for the first time, my name is Perseverance.
My name is Gabelo Tladi.
And welcome to Let God Set the Tone, guys.
Yeah,
So, yeah, this episode... We have actually a few episodes like this, but it's like a recap. It's like a recap. Yeah.
I feel like this is the first time when we actually have to do it.
Actually.
I feel like this is the first time when we actually have to do it.
Yeah, man.
But yeah, sure. Like we said, apologies for taking so long. But we are back at it now. And I hope with the shorts, it gives you a clear indication of what is coming in the future. We are doubling down now, baby.
Yep.
We are doubling down now, so
yeah.
We hope to attain your attention and that you can grow with us. And like I said in the short, guys, we would really, really, really appreciate your interaction with us, if that even makes sense. We want more feedback.
Yes.
We want more feedback. We want your ideas. We want your thoughts. We want to grow as a whole. So
yes.
We are not...
Yes.
I want, for lack of a better word, arrogant enough to assume that whatever ideas we are sharing on this podcast are the end all be all. We want to hear from you guys and grow from you guys as well.
We actually need your feedback. I don't think we just want it. We need it. We need it because when it comes to the kind of conversations we have, it's always good to see another person's perspective of whatever it is that we are discussing, whatever it is that we're talking about.
Sure.
And... Just to go back, actually, with regards to forgiveness, I actually need to ask for forgiveness from myself because I actually enjoy these podcasts.
I enjoy recording them.
I enjoy it so much, and I enjoy it because I can also see the impact it has on me.
Sure.
With regards to spiritual growth.
Yeah.
You know, I can see that whenever we sit down and we just talk about God, there is something there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's more of a challenge that I'm also passing to you. Mm. With your friends, with your family, talk more about God. Mm. In any way, shape or form. Just talk about God.
Yeah.
You know, just intrigue, like, what's the word? Like, spark your curiosity, ask questions. The more you do that, the more you grow somehow. That's what I've picked up from the whole of last year. You know, from the first episode we recorded, more towards the last few episodes, I could hear myself that I was no longer speaking the same. Like, I could hear growth. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I miss that so much. I miss that so much. Because also with the podcast, there's a sense of accountability from our side.
Yeah.
You definitely. Know, if we say we're going to address a certain topic, majority of the time I do need just research, you know, I do need to do some research just to learn more about it, and even in that process I acquire knowledge, I grow.
Sure.
So I've missed this so much, man. It's good to be back.
It's absolutely good to be back. I've missed this a lot as well.
I don't know, I'm actually camera shy.
Lynn knows.
Weirdly. Like, I'm actually camera. I'm realizing now, but I'll get used to
it. I am not comfortable at all with this. But anyway, yeah, we'll get used to it, man. We'll get used to it.
And also the camera angle. We hope everything's good.
Yeah.
Because there's a DIY happening in the background.
You don't even want to know. You don't even want to know. This is going to expose that thing.
But we
try. But yeah.
Like, we're putting in the effort.
The extent to which we go.
Wow. But Lord, you know our hearts. You know why we are doing this. Over and above, we just want to continue to trust you with it, Lord. Wherever it goes, and because I don't know, man. As part of the recap. At the beginning of 2024, you know, when we were still sort of planning to record, there was a time when we actually almost recorded. My charger just didn't work. You see, that day, I don't know what happened. But before then, I actually spoke with a friend of mine, and I was telling them that I feel this pressure for the podcast to grow. You know, I feel that I wanted to now, like, go onto a new level. And his response was phenomenal. So he responded with, I think it's 2 Corinthians chapter 3, if I'm not mistaken. But it speaks it speaks about food, that you can't feed an infant solid food. They need to start with liquids first. And then gradually they grow until they are ready to now start consuming, like, solid foods. And after he said that, I relaxed. I was like, Lord, you know what? Thank you. Because it honestly felt like an answer from God. I was like, okay, you know what? Thank you. Because I don't know why, Joe. I found myself also in sort of like a state where I wanted us to now start talking about really tough topics. Like, I wanted us to go into abortion. I wanted us to go into, it was abortion and what? Homosexuality.
I just went off the rails. Did you hear what I said?
No, I did not hear what you said.
No, I remember us talking about interviewing a traditional healer.
So it's I'm very.
Then we hope that you guys are ready for that.
You see? But I'm not sure whether we are. But when the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. When the time is right, the Lord will make it happen. So I still am. You know, I really want us to dive into those topics. But when I now gauge myself and I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, you know what? You might not be ready for those topics. And also, it's good for me to be aware of what this is, of what we're doing. Because my little brother could be listening to every word I say and go live it out exactly the way I say it. And at the same time, I could be misleading him without even being aware. You know, so that is something to always be
keeping yourself in line.
Especially, like, we need to be aware of what we're doing.
Yeah.
I love this podcast, but also I am aware of what it is and what it could be.
Sure.
Yes. Sure. Yes. So
the responsibility that comes along with
Yes. We can't.
Just because below our chest or something. Yeah. Yeah,
but at the same time, feel free, my brother.
Ah, you
let go. It's gonna be interesting. So this is officially beginning of season two, I guess.
Yeah,
we can call it that.
Welcome to season two of season Let Go Set the Tone.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's gonna be a banger. we must come with lots of energy. Yeah. Actually, looking at you is weird. But I might like it. You might actually get to know us more. Oh, yeah. Because people say that our voices are similar sometimes.
I've heard that once. So like, someone actually asked me on like one of the recent shorts if it was you or me, and I was like, what? What?
What? Like our voices aren't that similar. Can't be. But if it is.
Apparently the Atuana, so
yeah. But now it's great because now you can see who's talking.
But it also helps because a lot of people wanted to know what you look like. Because a lot of people that I know don't know what you look like.
For real?
They only our lives have been
sup.
Our lives have been very separate. Yo. In recent years.
Yeah.
So a lot of new people that are in my life definitely don't know what you look like.
Okay. Yeah. Same. But wow, man. Yo. And I, as you're speaking about us having such separate lives, I realized something too. And this is like, I hope this is the end of our recap.
Yeah.
I realized something that I have found myself in. And it's a, I don't know what to call it, but it feels like I have been giving so many other things in my life priority more than I have been God.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say I have been God, is this too.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I keep telling myself that I'm not doing this for any other reason, but I'm doing it for God.
Sure.
And I want to believe that. Sure. I hope my heart really does mean that. So me not prioritizing time for this. It's been tricky. It's been tricky.
Eating away at your conscience.
Shouldn't beat myself up about it.
Sure.
I hope you too, as the listener, if there are things in your life where you feel like, you know what, you've been giving them too much attention, and you are not feeding your spirit, or you're not giving God enough time, don't beat yourself up about it. It's a good thing that you are aware of it. Yes, because some people, they do go down that spiral, but it's dangerous because they are not aware of it.
Sure.
They're not aware that they're not praying as they used to. They're not reading their Bible as frequently as they used to.
Sure.
And
it's a great quality anyway.
Yeah.
I want to commend you because excuse me. It's great in the sense that you are able to pull yourself back in a way and say, no, I haven't been doing things the way they should be done, or giving things the attention that they need, or spending as much time with God as I need to spend, because it's partly humility. It's partly humility to be able to. It takes a lot to be able to correct yourself. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And like you just said, it's rare. It's rare, the ability to correct yourself. So, yeah, man, it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's part of growth.
Alright, guys, with that being said, I realize we just hit the 15-minute mark. We had problems with sound at the beginning, but we'll try and fix it. We hope everything's good now. We hope everything's alright. We have two microphones now.
Yes.
Something! There's progress! There's progress, but you know what? We move.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Peace and love. Thank you for tuning in. Till next time, if you see us wearing the same shirts on the next episode, just keep it moving. But bye, guys.